Yes. Dana in Ennis, Texas on 910 AM. You're up next.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I do have a question on has Russia ever been consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary?
Yes. You're asking in reference to the consecration that was requested by Our Lady of Fatima in 1917.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, the answer is yes. Now, it was done so in a way that set its consecration in a broader context. What John Paul II ended up doing was consecrating the entire world to Mary, meaning, and for people who may not be aware what that means asking Mary, entrusting the nations of the world to Mary's intercession and asking her to pray for them. That's what that means. And he did it with special mention of nations that particularly needed her intercession, and it was done with the intention of including Russia specifically. He didn't orally say Russia specifically, but it was the intent. And subsequent to this event, he had a delegate go to Sister Lucia, the surviving member of the children who saw the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima, to ask, has it been fulfilled? And she said, yes, the consecration's been done and was received in heaven. And so to the extent that these matters can be settled, that would seem to settle it. Now, we should point out, this is all a matter of private revelation. It's not a matter of public revelation. And so Catholics are free to agree or disagree with any or all of this. This is not church teaching, but it's something the church looked into, the events surrounding Our Lady of Fatima, and found them credible and presented them to the church as worthy of belief, even if they're not required belief.
Okay. Hope that's a help.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it is. The thing is, I'm just wanting to comment back.
Real quick.
Okay. It's just that the spread of Russia, it seems like it's just everywhere, and that's where I was questioning it, you know, like it's
everywhere.
Well,
like it's been, like God has been taken out of like our public schools and things like that, and business, you know, like work, and
that's
why I was asking towards, was it ever?
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about that for a moment. What the initial apparition of Our Lady of Fatima said, among other things, was that eventually Russia would be converted and stop spreading its errors through the nations. And this was said in 1917. So that's when the Russian Revolution happened and Russia became a communist state. And during the subsequent decades, Russia tried to export the communist revolution, and it was successful in doing that in some parts of the world, for example, to what's now communist China. It was less successful in other parts of the world, but it did make an effort to export communist revolution and communist ideology through other parts of the world. Having said that, did Russia ever change course on all that? Was it ever converted away from communist ideology? Yeah, it was in 1989, and that's when, if you read John Paul II's book, Crossing the Threshold of Hope, that's when he interprets the conversion of Russia as dating to. So it ceased being communist. It's not a perfect place by any means, but it ceased being communist. There was a religious revival there, and its active spreading of errors in other parts of the world in that way ceased. And there was then, as the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima said, a time of peace that was given to the world, which stretched over the 1990s, before we then had the next major global conflict breaking out with Islamic terrorism taking the lead. Having said all that, once you get a snowball rolling, it's sometimes hard to stop. And so even though Russia is no longer actively promoting communist ideology in the world, there are still elements promoting it out there. There's still a secularization that's going on, which actually didn't even start in Russia. It started elsewhere and has continued to rumble around. So we shouldn't imagine that just because things are not perfect in our world and some things are even going downhill doesn't mean that it's all due to Russia or that Russia hasn't been consecrated. That would be an erroneous inference. So once again, this is not church teaching. This is just informed commentary on some of these matters. But I offer that for what it's worth.
Dana, thank you for the call.